Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I want to thank you all for, like I said, letting us be a part of your first day of 2025. And moreover, that you have stayed with us because we didn't get to do the show we wanted to do, and this is the case when you're a broadcaster. Sometimes you have to pivot, and especially with the local connection that we have for folks in New Orleans for tonight's game between Notre Dame and Georgia for the Sugar Bowl. So we will give you updates again, but now, Mr. Crenshaw, as a matter of fact, why don't you just take it from here, because you've been working feverishly to make this happen.
No, I worked with him last night, and it was a different occasion rather than come on and just talk football. We're going to talk some football, but well, first of all, we'll make sure he's okay. Jeff Sintel joins us regularly on the Scoreboard Show, and he's there for Dog Nation there in New Orleans, and he's up this morning with us. Jeff, first of all, how are you and everybody there from Georgia, considering all that has gone on in the last few hours there in New Orleans?
Hey, Sam. Good morning, guys. It's somber, but it's kind of good to be with you this morning still. I mean, it's kind of wild, guys. We're at the media hotel. It's probably, I would say, blocks away from where this happened at Bourbon and Canal. And, like, every day, like, my room here, I've been here since Sunday. My room here is on the 41st floor. Mm-hmm. And, like, you look down at all hours of the day and the streets below you are just booming, like that classic hive of activity. Not so much this morning. They look barren. Nobody's out. I've seen reports locally that they will close Bourbon Street today. And that's kind of crazy because I know a lot of Georgia fans came into the game, maybe got in late last night, and they were going to soak it all up today before, you know, hopefully being able to make it to the kickoff at 7:45 local. I guess the strangest part, guys, just trying to sound, you know, not like the professional reporter, journalist type, is like you get up and you try to go through a routine, you try to, you know, exercise or whatever, and your phone starts ringing, like a flood of texts come through, and they're like, did you get run over? Are you okay? Please tell me you're okay. And you're like, you know, like what? Because, I mean, I actually got back to our hotel here maybe a little after midnight local time, which is central. And, you know, yeah, I guess it pays to kind of get a little bit to go to bed and, you know, just kind of sleep through all this. But you see all the pictures and you see, like, the street cam footage that came out of, like, you know, there's one scene that really sticks with me is there's a bunch of officers, like, standing on the street corner, and they hear the shots and they hear the explosion and they all go dashing off in that direction. And, you know, I have a close friend of mine that's been served in the police force and law enforcement. And, like, you know, it just reminds us all that, like, hey, we're here for football games and talking about heroes of these games, man. But the people that do that every day, that run into the face of danger, I mean, that's something I think none of us really appreciate for all they do.
Jeff Sintel, once again, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And first of all, do not feel like trying to sound like the professional broadcaster, because I've been hooing and hawing and stumbling all morning long. This is one of those situations. We came in planning to do one kind of show, and it has pivoted, and it's fluid. And we're watching the news, and we're trying to, you know, gather information and present it to our audience, and actually sending audience members, listen, we ain't going to be mad at you if you got to go looking for a news outlet to get regular updates. But what I wanted to ask you is, all right, you talked about trying to keep a routine. They mentioned earlier there's an 8-block radius around or from the French Quarter that has been roped off. My question is, can you get out of your hotel, walk down to the street, where even looking toward that area, you can see where tape is? Or, like, because I speculated that if there is a hotel within that area, if you're not at your hotel, they probably won't let you back to get there unless you jump through whatever hoops they're putting up at this point. So can you leave your hotel right now and see anything on the streets or, you know, grab a cup of coffee and talk to some folks?
I think you've got a limited window just walking around. People, you know, people are like, listen, it definitely changes someone's routines because I know some people, lots of media members, you know, maybe they arrived yesterday or late last night or maybe the day prior and they had their whole day planned because we have to, you know, before we clock in and go to work, you know, we don't even go down to the game until maybe 3 o'clock. That's when the earliest shuttles will leave the media hotel. And you start wondering, okay, is the shuttle bus going to work today? Are the streets going to be open? Like, you know, the fact that Bourbon Street might be closed and, you know, Bourbon Street's always busy, but you'd have to say New Year's Day is one of the 10 busiest days of the year, at least on Bourbon Street. And then you sit there and you go like, well, can you get back? Will you be allowed to be back? You know, The routines about folks that were like, hey, I'm going to go to this beignet spot. You're going to have to wait in a line of about 800 people and it moves in 15 minutes to go get beignets. And all of a sudden people are like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Or yeah, not happening today. And it's just, you know, you sit there and I just start wondering, like, is there a safety concern for the game tonight? Like, you just wonder, yeah, it's a football game, it's college football playoff, it's major programming. But at the same time, you wonder about, you know, please let this be the only isolated event. And then you try trying to follow all these outlets and reports where mayor's office says one thing, FBI detail in charge of the situation says another thing. So it's all like, you know, sometimes you sit there and you go, hey, we're here for a football game, and all of a sudden this football game, and what will Gunnar Stockton do, it's minimized to a great deal.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning. He is in New Orleans from Dog Nation, Jeff Sintel. He is social. You can follow him always at Jeff Sintel, and usually, you know, you've heard him with us, you know, on the Scoreboard Show on Friday nights. He is there in New Orleans for the game, and obviously this is taking place. You know, what, if anything, logistically, do you think that will change for the team? I don't know if they plan on going out. Were they planning to stay in the hotel the whole day anyway? The Coach Smart have an idea to get them out of the hotel for a few hours today? I don't know what you know as far as any of that type thing, how this impacts the teams. They still got a game to play tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, this day, Sam, is usually they're going to just sit and wait forever. Like you talk to football players about, even the late kickoffs in September, it's the longest time because all you do is sit around and you watch the other games. You go through meetings. You go through treatment. You get ready. You know, you just try to find a way to zone out. And, you know, last night the Dogs, they're not a professional football team yet. They had a curfew. I was told they all had to be in by 10 o'clock last night. And they start checking on them around 9 o'clock. So like they were far isolated from any happenings. But right now, you would think that the bubble that Kirby Smart keeps around his football team becomes especially tight. You know, it's in Georgia's circles, you know, this is a very close knit. They don't like any leaks. You know, Kirby is basically the only one that speaks for the team amongst the coaching staff during the season. And I mean, just even the other day when they had media day, like, there were so many Bulldogs that were all eligible for interviews. And like Kirby has a rule where your freshmen can't be interviewed. But when you're part of Bowl Week and you're part of Sugar Bowl, you're part of the college football preparation, you have these team-wide media interview sessions. And, you know, there's some players that, you know, obviously Georgia's coaches are like, you know, very mindful of when they're speaking to the media. And I just suspect now that the Bulldogs will definitely just, for lack of a better term, gentlemen, just kind of hunker down and really just stay within the framework of we're here for a game and a game only.
What difference do you feel this make as far as media and you know, what you guys are going to be able to do today and anything that might be different for you that you may have to go through in the process of covering this game?
Yeah, so it sounds very trivial, but like there's a lot of things. Like we have a Dog Nation event where dog fans can, we got a tailgate spot with refreshments and tables and TVs, and you're wondering about the status of that. We have over 200 people expected to attend, and you wonder about when you get to the stadium, what levels of security will be enhanced. I will say this, guys, because, you know, New Orleans has a reputation of being it's a city for young people. It's a city for people that stay out till 2 or 3 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And streets, they're dirty, they're messy. I will say this, this whole week, especially compared to different years down in New Orleans, whether it's personal travel or in here for covering, you know, covering games like the Georgia LSU game back in 2019, 2018, it feels remarkably safe. There are a lot of officers, so many officers around, and a lot of them guys are, they're like state troopers or they're like county sheriff or they're like, it just seems like they've got extra hands on deck to make sure everybody feels safe. And it, I tell you what, gentlemen, it is really eerie. I just looked out my window this morning. I told you about it. And you would have thought like you're looking at a movie set because all the extras have been cleared out. It is, you can see every detail of the street, you know, lining up and down Canal where it's very close, you know, short walk to get to Bourbon in the quarter from here. It literally looks like, you know, somebody just wiped the slate clean. Very few cars, very few anything going on right now. And I would suspect, to your earlier question, I would suspect that you're only going to be able to walk so far without being able to, you know, seeing barricades and everything else like that. I think, you know, we're probably at a point with a lot of public areas, public spaces in urban areas where there's going to be, especially around big events, where I don't even think vehicles will be allowed to go down streets. I know a lot of folks that say, like, when you're ever on Bourbon and there's vehicles or there's traffic, you're like, you know, why are these vehicles all over the place here with so many pedestrians walking and so many pedestrians abound?
Wow. Well, Jeff, we appreciate
you. We got to thank you, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you spending some time with us, and it gives us something to think about, really, for all of our sporting events. Like you said, people are there to have a good time. Jeff, we thought about the people who come to town who don't have a ticket, but just they know that Georgia's there, the Bulldogs are there, and it's a great way to bring in the new year.
And we're going
to
hang out in the French Quarter.
Right. You know what I mean? So that's the thing I thought about as well. But I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Sam, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, sir, but like I know so many people that maybe did Biloxi for two days, and now they're coming into New Orleans for the game, and they see the headlines about how, you know, these playoffs are becoming more of a television sport than the fantastic spectator sport where, you know, these games and these playoff brackets, it's hard for people to go Christmas and then bowl game here, and then another bowl game, and like the online reports, you go to the StubHubs, you go to SeatGeeks or whatever it may be, and the get-in price for this football game is like $30. And it's just crazy how a lot of people see that, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, I'm just going to go there. It's only 6.5 hours from Atlanta. It's not a really hard drive at all. And the people that are coming down to this game, even for today, and they see this, and I wonder if whether that gives them pause about, hey, maybe it's better to just turn around.
Wow. We appreciate you this morning.
Yeah.
I hope you and everyone there with Dog Nation, you guys have a great and productive day. Hope you get to have your event and everybody is safe today and we have a great game and the Dogs come out on top. But we thank you for spending some time with us, man. Always great catching up with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Stay safe down there.
Yeah, and travel back safely.
Yes, sir, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. That is Jeff Sintel. Boy, he really painted a picture for us.
And again, you know this infinitely more than me because you've lived it. He's living it. Those who do what you do, TV networks, where something like this happens. The thing that stayed with me is him talking about he didn't know how far he was going to go. How many people like yourself are there with equipment that they want to carry just as far from their room to the car? Because there's a lot of it.
Yep.
And they may not be able to.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just, like I said, the collateral damage of this and the effects of just trying to broadcast. And the game's going to go on.
Yeah.
You know, but listen, we are going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. A few more thoughts. And if there's any more updates, we will bring them to you from New Orleans. It's Sam and Greg. Noelle's helping us out greatly on the other side of the glass. I guess she got sparks coming off her knuckles, too, trying to coordinate things. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com.